Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for July 11th, 2024. So yesterday, here's what yesterday. Yesterday was a weird day. Okay, Federal Chairman Powell was speaking all over the place, and he kind of came out and said some things he normally doesn't say. Okay, he started talking about having dual mandates, and they do have dual mandates. That means they have two mandates why they were created. One was job creation, and one was to keep prices in check, aka inflation. Well, he's now saying, well, inflation's coming down, and we can't hold off, you know, cutting rates too long because inflation's trajectory is going down, and if we don't do something soon, it's just going to keep going down and down and down, pushing us into a recession or depression. But then he also said, well, the job market is still, you know, that's now making me a little comfortable as well. But he wouldn't come out and tell us when they might cut rates. Okay, then what we watched the markets rally. Okay, the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ were up all over 1%. I'm like, what do the markets know? So I almost posted a video last night saying, guys, I'm expecting the inflation numbers to start easing down. But, you know, every once in a while we get thrown a curveball. Well, today we had some fantastic numbers. So did the Fed know this yesterday? Well, let's get over to the markets. Here's what you're seeing on the headlines right now. Inflation falls by 0.1% in June from previous month, helping case for lower rates. So to take a deep dive, or to give you guys the information on when this news was breaking, let's go over to Rick Santelli because he has a lot of data to tell us. And what I want you guys to also do, pay attention to the charts that start showing up. It's going to show you what the Dow Jones is doing, the futures. So what is a Dow Jones futures? Well, before the market opens up, it basically it's predicting what it's going to open as. So when the market opens, is it going to be up, down, or so forth? So that's what the futures are. You're going to see the futures moving all over the place. He's also going to bring up Bitcoin. You'll see that move, and he's also going to bring up bond yields. So pay attention to Rick's report, and then when we come back, I'll take a deep dive into this and show you how these numbers can potentially be able to drop mortgage payments about 10%, helping make homes a little more affordable. So let's get over to Rick. Take it away, bud.
Rick Santelli standing by at the CME in Chicago. Can't believe it, Rick. Illinois is not the best state for business?
Shocking, isn't it? So shocking. Well, maybe next year, right? All right, we are now looking at the wires. Hot numbers coming out. June CPI down 0.1% on headline. Down 0.1%. That would equal where we were on May of 2020. To find a lower number, you have to go to April of 2020 when it was at its extreme of -8.1%. So that is the first time we've had a minus sign there. That's actually deflation, not necessarily disinflation. Now, if you strip out the all-important food and energy, it's up 1/10. That's a little cooler than we were expecting. Up 1/10 would be the lightest going back to January of 21. In August of 21, you would have equaled up 1/10. Now, let's look at year over year. Year over year has been a bit lower in the past, and now it equals that level, 3%. 3% equals that low I was referencing before I saw the data, which was June of 2023. To find a smaller number, you're going to March of 21 when it was 2.6. If you look at year-over-year core, 3.3%. Our last look was 3 years, more than 3 years at the lowest level, 3.4. So 3.3 will hold that moniker. It is also the lightest level going back to April of 21. Now let's look at claims, shall we? Initial claims, 222,000. That's minus 17,000 from the revised 239,000. 222,000 is the smallest initial claims since the third week in May. And finally, on continuing claims, it is now up for above 1.8 million for the fifth consecutive week, 1,852,000. And that, of course, comps to last week when it was 1,856,000. And that would have comped back all the way to... You're going back to November of 21. So we obviously see interest rates moving lower. That 10-year was hovering right around 4.28. It's now hovering at 4.19. It's going to be very important to see which side of 4.25 it closes at, even though it's well below that level right now. And if you look at a 2-year note, it's at 4.51. It's been holding above 4.60. We want to pay attention to that as well. We see that the pre-opening equities have zoomed up They are now in positive territory from minus 60-ish on the Dow futures to now up over 90 points. So we see this goes a long way for potentially that September rate cut, even though many may be pointing towards July. I personally don't think that's in the cards, but one never knows. It certainly seems though Jay Powell now has two issues that he can point to for potentially easing inflation, getting closer to his target, but still not there. And of course, the new wild card he pulled out, that no matter what inflation does, it's a lot lower than it was, came down a lot last year, and he's now nervous about the labor market. And we can point to the two pillars of maximum employment, stable prices, and then that outlier pillar that maybe isn't quite a pillar, moderate long-term rate.
So even Rick came up and said, Chairman Powell usually doesn't talk about the job market. He just briefly goes in and says, oh, it's pretty good, or it's better than we thought. And then they focus in on the inflation numbers. So let's go over to the chart so you guys can see this for yourself. Here's where the numbers came in that he was talking about. So to briefly go through this, first category we're seeing here is the core CPI MOM. So what does that mean? Well, core means a strip out food and energy. Why? I was going to try to plug in a video here. I was at a four-way intersection yesterday, and it was the weirdest thing. I looked to my right, and the gas station had gas at $3.85, okay? Then I looked to the left, and the gas station had $4.27. What is it? And that's a big percentage change. So what the core piece of this does, it strips out the food and energy costs because they're really volatile. That number previously was 0.2. It was expected to stay steady at 0.2. It went down to 0.1. So that's a tenth better than we expected there. Then the next piece of this puzzle is CPI year over year. Okay, this is the Moneyball number. The last reading was 3.3. It was expected to go down to 3.1. It went all the way down to 3. So that's fantastic. We're almost cracking that 2% range. And then the CPI month over month, what was it? Well, last reading was 0. It actually came in. It was supposed to go up a little bit to 0.1. It actually cooled down to negative 0.1. And then here, when he started talking about claims and things like that, jobless claims, this number was just revised up to 239. It was expected to stay basically steady where it is. It actually dropped to 222. So that means less people got laid off. So, you know, what that's going to do, that'll probably not affect the markets at all. Now, what's the likelihood now that the Federal Reserve will cut rates? Okay, so right now the bond market, the MBS market is rallying. Here's what you're seeing right through here. We focus in on this. This is the bond, that the mortgage-backed security bond. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Right now, that price is up 40 basis points, 0.40. What does that mean? Well, that means rates right over here, this is where we started the day, they're going to drop probably close to an eighth of a percent. So we might be in the 6.8 something range. We haven't been there in a long time. Okay, so that's what's that. Now, what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve is going to change the rate at the July meeting? Rick Santelli said he doesn't expect any changes, nor do I. How do we know this? Well, right through here, the CME FedWatch tool. We've been monitoring this weekly, and what this tells us is what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds rate? Okay, right now, what you have to understand is the federal funds rate's at 5.25 to 5.5. Okay, so we go over here. Here's the probability charts. Right now, that's saying there's a 91% probability they're not going to do anything. Okay, now with this number just changed. This is the September number. So if we're going backwards, that means there's going to be a rate cut. Okay, this is from the CME. This isn't from me with their monitoring from the Federal Reserve. This number 2 weeks ago was about 53%. Last week it moved to 60-something percent. Now we're over 80% chance that rates are going to be cut in the September meeting. More good news on the home building front. Lumber prices just hit a record low. So this should help ease home prices. Now let's talk about payments, okay? So what this is going to do for people, it's going to help on that side of the equation too. This isn't solving the problem, but at least it's helping you. So here's the average loan that we're doing right now. Purchase price is $300,000. It's first-time homebuyers we're usually working with. So it's 3% of a down payment. No, you don't need 20%. At a rate, if you would have closed last October, rates were in the 8% range. I just had a young man call me yesterday. He's like, Dan, I closed in October. My rate's 8.125. Should I refinance, and what do the numbers look like? So I gave him that information, but I'm like, sit tight. I think rates are going to come down a little bit more. So based on this, the payment would be $2,827 is what your payment would be. And that includes everything. Right through here, it gives you principal and interest, your real estate taxes, homeowner's insurance, and your mortgage insurance. Okay, so those are all the numbers. It tries to equate this out based on where you live, so you can adjust these numbers down through here. But Rates are most likely, once they cut, are going to be about 6.5%. Okay, so if you take this number, $2,827 would be the payment if you bought in October. Let's move to 6.5% because we're darn close to there now. What would that be? Payment of $2,531. Let me show you how the difference between 8% and 6.5% equates out to how much of a percentage change in the payment does that make? Well, let's go to ChatGPT and make this simple. If we went from 2827 with the rate, or payment would be at 8%, and we went down to 2531, how much of a percentage change in this is this on somebody's payment? 10.47%, negative 10.47%. So is this solving the home affordability crisis? No, but it's at least a path to getting to maybe more home affordability in the future. So my name is Dan Frio. I would love to help you. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Let me define mortgage advisor. I'm a loan officer, okay? I don't like saying loan officer because, you know, most loan officers, they just take your data and work on a loan. I'm here to help consult you, okay? We do this channel to help create wealth, and I'm almost tempted to change the channel to wealth creation or generational wealth or something like that. My whole goal is to help you with all your finances. That's why we talk about the stock market, Bitcoin, currencies, and so forth every once in a while. But you know, home ownership is a big piece of an asset. So if you're ready to buy now, you might not be, that's okay. But if you're ready to buy now, maybe your first house, maybe your first investment property, a second home, refinance, you know, even look into a reverse mortgage, I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you want to find out more about me and my team or how you can qualify for a loan, just reach out to us at The Rate Update. So my website is therateupdate.com. Here it is. If you want to get started, all you need to do is do one of a few things. One, click the apply now button. You're on your way. But if you're like, Dan, can I call? Can I email? Yeah, you can do both those. Go down to the bottom of the website and you're going to find both that information right there. Give us a call at 844-775-5626 or email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you find value in my videos. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how rates transpire. But if you haven't yet and you find value in my channel, please do me one thing. Just hit the subscribe button over there. Watch me 5 minutes every morning. You're going to find out more than you need to know about what's going on in the markets, especially real estate. Thanks for watching, folks. See you later.